You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, I never knew I needed to go to the Bahamas until this episode. We're talking The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 3, season 9. Let's do it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, I'm your host Thomas Erlina. We are here live in studio to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am here with the lovely...
Guess who? Cynthia Nicole.
Yes, queen. We're getting a lot of comments, good and bad, but that's all good. We are here to discuss the show with you. We just watched it. I love Tuesday nights. It's just the best. We're back, and this episode, we start off in the jet. So it's kind of nice that we get to, you know, fly with them, if you can say, to this destination. The ladies are staying at this resort called Bahamar, as everybody knows. Let's just get right into the room situation. It looked at the end of the last episode that Dorit was not going to be staying with Lisa Vanderpump.
No.
I thought Denise Richards was really going to be with her, but...
But I have to say, this was my favorite episode because this is what I pictured ladies from Beverly Hills. Like, you travel, your fashion, your the gossip. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to see, and I was so excited.
Right? It's like, well, I get that they had to take that boat, but maybe they're going to take a helicopter somewhere, but...
Yeah, nope.
So we get, we get to Bahamar. The resort looks amazing. I mean, these are like the presidential looking rooms in Vegas. This is the creme de la creme, right?
Yeah, they were so beautiful. But I thought Lisa and Dorit were going to be sharing rooms and nope.
No, I mean, the room is massive. So if I got asked to be in that room, I would definitely say yes, you know?
Yeah, but we see,
so when we walk into the room, it's basically like a house. Pretty much.
Yeah.
It has like its own like library section, and the house was really amazing. Kyle and Teddy are shacked up together, and I can see the bestie relationship that they're gonna have this season because they have a lot in common and they're always kind of together.
Yeah.
And all the other women have great rooms. Erica Girardi has the glam squad back with her, of course, which is like her staple.
Yes. I mean, is that all the time she has that with her, or is this just for the show?
No, I think that this is all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, cause, you know, like when you travel, like you don't even think about this, or you just get ready and then it's like, but to have somebody do that, that's so awesome. That would like, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know a lot of people have mixed feelings towards Erica. Just, I mean, she has this lavish life, but she's on a reality show. She's being herself, and I'm enjoying it. It's interesting to see somebody that glamorized on television. There's not that many out there.
No, and it's like, it's so fun to get ready, and I love watching other people get ready. It's like the funnest thing ever.
It is. So we kind of have this moment with Dorit and with Lisa. You can see it in her eyes that she really wants to reconnect with Lisa again. And she's just trying to find that opening. But because she's bruised her relationship with Lisa Vanderpump with some of the things that have happened in previous seasons, Lisa seems to be kind of still holding a grudge. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're correct. Like, even when they were outside in the, you know, the beautiful view and they were talking, she was kind of throwing jabs at her. And I feel like, how long are you going to punish somebody? Like, I understand, like, people make mistakes, but you can't, like, let Lucy live, you know? Like, just let her be. Like, things happen, you forgive, and you move on. But she keeps, like, beating around. the same topic. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but...
Well, I can see that Lisa Vanderpump doesn't want to talk about it anymore. That's for sure.
Yes.
You know, and later on in the season, I mean, I'm sorry, the episode, we find out that these women have these theories about this whole thing, and I didn't even picture it like that. But we'll get into it, because I know everybody wants to talk about it. We have your tweets on our show as well, so we are going to go full on in.
Yes.
But Lisa Vanderpump just seems to be holding a bit of a grudge there, and I think Dorit is really trying to get on her good graces. But can we really fault Lisa Vanderpump? I mean, she went through such a hard time. You know, I can understand if it was Lisa Vanderpump's season, you know, whichever season that was, she was kind of like villainized in a way, but like hadn't gone through anything really tragic. But this is a death.
Yeah, but like, I feel like she just needed to like cry it out. Like, I felt like she was like, you know, like when you're about to cry and then you hold it in, but then you're like, no. Like, I think she just needs to cry out everything and like cleanse her soul, and she is gonna feel so much better. That's what I wanted her to do in the episode, but it was like she was fighting something that needs to happen.
Yeah. I think, you know...
What do you think? Like, do you think Lisa's holding it in, and do you think she's taking jabs at Dorit?
I think that she is, you know, I think somebody that has something that traumatic, like going through a death of a sibling, I feel for her, and I can see that that has really taken a toll on her. We have never seen her cry this much in a season, and we're only three episodes in, and Lisa cannot stop crying. I do see that she's pissed. I think she's really still pissed, but she's also fighting so many different emotions because, you know, losing a family member over just a little problem with your friend outweighs it a little bit.
But see, I didn't understand why she told Kyle to, you know, like how they were having that conversation about celebrate your family and your friends and life is too short. But I feel like she's being too hard on Dorit because, like, you know, coming from her point of view, right? Like, could this affect her business? Like, why is she so upset about it? Like, you know, they resolved it, right? But is there something behind that we don't know in the season? Like, what really happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm kind of confused on. Why she would, you know, treat her other friends like, you know, as someone to cry with. But Dorit, she's so hard on her.
Yeah. Well, I think she had a level that she thought Dorit and her were like this. But when Dorit pulled that thing on her on the previous season, on past seasons, I think Lisa Vanderpump holds the level that she sees her friends to this higher power. So the fact that she kind of destroyed that in a way, I do think that that's what happened, you know? And I just came back from TomTom. I went to TomTom recently. Lisa, I love Lisa because she is a staple of the show, and I really can't imagine her not being a part of the show. So I'm hoping that, you know, these women go through up and down waves of bad seasons and good seasons. I'm hoping that she stays because some of these can be very hard on you, but I'm hoping that she stays. But that's to your question. I think it's her holding a certain degree of loyalty with Dorit, and because Dorit kind of ruined that with all the, you know, talking behind her back last season, I think it played a role in the way that we're talking about Lucy.
Okay, so I have to know. I'm sure the audience wants to know too, Thomas. What was your favorite appetizer or meal at TomTom?
You know what? That's so great that you asked me that. The item that I did love, it was like this onion ring tower that they have that was just amazing.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was fire. Like, everything there is so good. The atmosphere is great. If you guys live in Los Angeles, definitely check it out. Pump.
It's like a club, right? Or a bar?
It's like a bar. It's like a lounge, you know? And again, we mentioned that Lisa Vanderpump's having a restaurant open up in Vegas.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So all of our followers need to come with us. We should go out there.
We have such loyal followers that watch our after show, and we really appreciate it. I try to write back to all of you guys' messages. By the way, one of our fans out there wanted us to talk about the taglines, and we watched the taglines. My favorite tagline of the entire season is definitely...
drum rolls.
Can I get a drum roll? Erica Jane There we go. There we go. A little delayed, but it's all good. Erica Jane's tagline is great. Most people talk about their fantasies. I'm living mine. Like, I love her. I think that she's great.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Well, mine actually is Lisa. That's really? All I have to say. I'm not going to say her tagline because yes. she's all glamorous to me. So mm-hmm. Lisa's my favorite.
Yes.
She's my favorite tagline.
So the fashions, literally, yes. I think what we're gathering here from just watching this episode is that Denise Richards is a fish out of water with these women.
Yes.
Which is fine. I mean, she's, you know, a credible actress. She's accomplished. This is, like, fun for her to do something like this. That's what I'm gathering from her.
But I have to say, she looks like the ideal woman when you're traveling. I'm sorry.
She
like,
does.
She is relatable.
She I feel is relatable. She is.
You know, we all want to be glamorous, you know, but sometimes when you're traveling, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, and it's very... It's cool for her because you can kind of tell that the women are taking a liking to her being the addition to this group.
Yes.
You know, because I'm sure when you're off on the show and you're kind of like figuring out who's going to get picked up, who's not going to get picked up, who's coming on board. When they heard Denise Richards, I think this is like having somebody that was pre-fame, like pre-Housewives fame and yeah. like is on the show. It's like, you know, movie star status. So...
Do you actually feel like Denise is like the Teddy from last season and Teddy is becoming like the Beverly Hills housewife?
I do.
Yeah, I feel
it's
that
kind
too.
Of like one slips in and then yeah. kind of gets comfortable, especially the fact that her and Kyle are like besties now, which I love.
Yes.
But yes, I think Denise is. But I think Denise is going to get away with a lot of stuff only because, yeah. you know, I have watched a few interviews with and some of my friends have interviewed these women. Lisa Rinna is the kind of person that when she likes somebody that comes on, usually she stays friends with them throughout. And Aww. She loves Denise.
Yeah.
They have like history. So I'm excited to see where things go with her. But the reason why we're talking about Denise and the fashions is she yeah. walked in Dorit's party with those shorts, which
Where's
I'm sure.
Where's the fashion police when you need them?
Let me just say something, because I have two sisters. I thought the shorts were really cute.
Yes, they are.
Maybe not the tank top, which I'm sure was more than what I'm wearing right now. But the whole idea of it, like, it's just fun, chic. It's just, I thought it was great. But I know that the women, when you're around these women, there's a lot of pressure to, you know,
that was
take
more
it up
like
200 notches.
I feel like that was more beachy vibes. Mm-hmm. And
well, they are at
yeah,
the beach.
But maybe added, like, maybe a beautiful necklace or the mm-hmm. top a little flowy and some heels or wedges or something just to add, like, Beverly Hills with Bahamas would have been really pretty.
Yeah. I think they all look great. And it is great to see all the women together on the season. No one's like yes. missing. There's not, you know, because sometimes in these franchises, the women are kind of separated. But this was great.
But
I
have
it.
To say that 70-inch hair that Erica was wearing, mm-hmm. that needs its own hashtag.
Yes. I mean, she brings the looks all the time. But I yes. love that we've seen her... You know, Tokyo, Asian glam,
yes.
and now we're seeing this, like, Bahamas glam. I'm telling Please. You, obsessed.
Yes, love
so,
it.
So, when we're at this party, one of the biggest things that happens is that Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump kind of drift away from the women. And what's great about it is you kind of get to hear their side conversation, because if there's no camera around, it's like, whatever. But
yeah.
we get to be a part of their conversation, which... They're having an intimate conversation. You know, Kyle was really funny about saying, you know, she's being disrespectful to them, but whatever. But that's the friendship that I love. That's the OG Lisa Vanderpump yes. Kyle friendship.
Yes.
That I really, really miss right now, to be honest with you, in
yeah.
real life. But Kyle goes and talks about her relationship with Kim and with Kathy. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm like the biggest Paris Hilton fan. I met her yeah. A few weeks ago.
Have you seen her documentary on Netflix?
Yes, I went to, I
great.
Actually went to her party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I find it very sad that they're still not like 100%, but I do have hopes that Kyle and their whole family can just get back to what it can be. And
yeah.
they were having a moment there. It was Kyle talking about, you know, life is short, family.
It's
and,
true.
You know, and on top of that, it is Lisa Vanderpump kind of opening things up. But then, and I've been wanting to say this.
Yes.
Lisa Rinna has entered the mother effing room.
Yeah.
This season. Let me just tell you, people gave her crap at the reunion last season because they felt like she was, like, asleep. But I think, you know, my personal opinion, she was busy building her daughter's brand and kind of doing other things, traveling back and forth to New York. I don't even really think Housewives was a priority for her last season. Right?
Do you feel like she's manipulating the ladies? And she tries to accuse, like, Lisa of manipulating. I feel like she's undercover.
Undercover.
Undercover manipulating these ladies. And, like, she goes to her room and she laughs, like, the most evilest laugh because she knows what she's doing. Like, that's what I feel
like. Let me just say, like, what I was saying, she was sitting third on the couch last season, which is a very far away from Andy Cohen when you're in these reunions.
Yes.
So I think she's working her way back to that, like... That number one seat with a lot of this pot stirring, which we got some of your tweets and some of you have these same opinions about us of what we have. But before we go further into the show and before we get into Lisa Rinna, we have a message from AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, guys, before you. Okay, excuse me. Okay, so we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. So we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and we're also on iTunes, and give us a 5-star. You know, it's my favorite number, 5.
Yes.
But no matter where you are, leave us a comment because we love reading all of your comments, good or bad. My favorite are the bad ones. So you can get involved in the conversation. So being part of AfterBuzz TV, we just want to say thank you so much for all of you, and we appreciate you, and we're doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying all of our shows.
Yes, we really appreciate all of the love that we get from you guys, and we would really appreciate if you follow AfterBuzz TV. We're posting content on our Instagram all the time. Make sure to check it out. The handle is at AfterBuzz TV. You can do it right now while you're watching us. But yes, great job.
Thank you.
So Lisa Rinna is back. Like, honestly, she's doing what she does on the show, which is her... with her cocktail, getting the tea.
A piña colada.
Yes. And she's walking over and she's trying to get to know what these women are talking about. Kyle then says something about the dog, which is all facts. Again, I love Kyle and you know, she's somebody that I do like. But she mentioned the dog. Lisa Vanderpump did it. Do you think that was... What was that?
What I think was, she does not know how to keep a secret.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Those are Cynthia's words.
Yes.
But yes.
When you tell your friends a secret, it shouldn't be told to other people. I mean, I appreciate she said it in front of Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't...
Which you get points for.
Yes, okay. You do. But I think that if you're going to be spreading that kind of drama,
right,
you should do it with the person that you're talking, not behind their back, but to their face when they're around. And I truly think that Kyle shouldn't have brought that up at that moment.
Do you think she knew what she was doing is the question? Maybe
no,
now.
I think she innocently said it, but it wasn't the right time.
It wasn't the right time.
No.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
This was the second time she had brought something up.
Yeah, she brought it up again. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, I hear you. And definitely this whole show, AfterBuzz TV, is very interactive. So I love reading your guys' theories. And this is just a fun show where we get to talk about some of these ladies' motives and whatnot. So we do appreciate all of your comments.
Yes.
So Lisa Rinna doesn't get the full tea there. She's kind of like, you know, cheersing to secrets and this is going to be kept quiet, but not for long. Because the next day we wake up and Kyle and Teddy are having a little snack.
Yes.
Knock, knock, knock. Lisa Rinna, by the way, she has told people on the record that she has gotten a stylist for this season. So let me just say, she has just, her hair looks great.
Yes.
I don't know when she changed her hair, because I think at the Bahamas she was still rocking the OG Lisa Rinna look.
Yeah.
But Lisa is looking amazing, yeah, and the fashions are on point.
Yes. I love the florals, the hoop earrings. She's been mm-hmm. rocking those. I love that. So whoever the stylist,
she's always been
awesome.
Confident, but there's a side of her that I see this season that's more confident.
Yes.
Like more confident than ever.
Yes.
Which is great. So Kyle and Teddy are kind of basically spilling the tea. Hi, T.
Yeah.
Do you think that the three of them, like, it was interesting because Lisa Rinna is basically getting these women to say that she feels like this is a setup. I mean, these are her words. She's saying that she feels like Lisa Vanderpump is setting them up again. And I didn't feel like that until this episode when Lisa Rinna brought it up. Like,
yeah.
Would she really be capable of doing this? Yes, she has a history of doing that, but... Mm. What are your thoughts?
Well, I feel as though when she is confronted, she plays the victim a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that right now on the show, she's just going through a lot and she just doesn't know how to deal with one problem at a time. They bring it all together
mm-hmm.
and then so you don't know what emotions she's dealing with. You don't know... Did they resolve it? Didn't they? And then they bring it up. They don't know how to let go. So I'm kind of like in a loop and I feel like I'm talking in a circle.
That sounds like a cocktail.
Yeah, like yeah. I need a cocktail
yeah,
like, right
a cocktail.
Now. Yes. That's how I feel right now. It's like going like that.
So
in
do you
my life.
Think that Lisa Vanderpump set her up?
No, because she has a right to feel the way she does about Lucy and her brother. She mm-hmm. has that right.
Yes.
But I think Lisa Rinna is manipulating
the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's in on, like, I feel like she's really
and
excited.
And it's almost like light. I mean, is it light?
It's like sweet. It's lighthearted. It's like a villain. But you know, like, which. Like, I can see she's up to something. Like,
she's
up
to something.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And I love it.
Yes. Well, that's why we love this show.
Yes.
All the little shade that's being thrown. So, I mean, we get to the fact that these women are going to a private island, which is great. I went to the Philippines last year, which was beautiful. I did feel like it was, after watching the Bahamas, that it is very similar. You have to take boats to different islands. It's very tropical and pretty. But Dorit definitely stepped it up on this trip and got these girls together on an amazing vacation.
Yeah, she
right?
did. Yes.
She definitely stepped it up. I did read, and there is a tweet coming, so we'll get
okay.
into that because that is some hot tea. But the island is beautiful. The women are just enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
I remember when they dropped that post of them all on the beach and people were like, where is Lisa Vanderpump? Where is Lisa Vanderpump?
Getting a massage, right?
She's getting a massage. Massage,
yeah.
Okay,
but that's what she needed. But did you notice how the ladies were so happy being in the water? That's what they need more in their life, being in the water and playing
yeah.
and having fun.
Yeah, it is kind of looking like a bit high school with
yeah.
them ganging up on the Regina George in a way. I can kind of
yeah.
see that.
But they're probably like, she's done it in all the seasons, so now it's their turn. And like, they
that's
maybe...
what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
The vibe of it. But it just all around sucks for Lisa Vanderpump. But
yeah.
she's getting this one-on-one time with Denise, which I think that this episode is really catered to us fans. Getting
yes.
to know Denise, getting to know her story. You know, her
yeah.
kid is 16. She's embarrassed by some of the things her parents are doing and feel like they're too strict. And this whole story going into the adopting factor
yeah.
was very huge, because I feel like what Denise brings to the show is she kind of humanizes it a little bit to the fact that there are real life things going on, like, you know, her daughter having these complications. Now, how did you feel towards that whole part of Denise's life? Because that adds another layer to her story.
Like, I just thought that, you know, she was an actress, she was gorgeous, you know, she had everything.
Picture perfect life,
yeah, yeah,
beach
like,
house.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And when I saw that, like, I had no idea. And that's something very beautiful that, you know, maybe if somebody who's interested in adopting or, you know, they want to do that, they don't know how, watching her on the show can make them learn the journey. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, her daughter, like, can't talk and, you know, like, she's, like, suffering. And, you know, the beautiful part is that that's going to not only make the daughter stronger, mm-hmm. it's going to make her mother stronger, that maybe other women are going through that and they don't talk about it. Yeah. You know, not everybody is destined to be a person who talks in front of the camera. You know what I mean? So it's a beautiful to see Denise in that light.
And, yeah, I agree.
And Lisa and Denise bonded over that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've seen, like they showed the clip in 2014. She's dealt with having to go through that. So it's nice for Lisa to have that time with Denise. And I think that, again, she really needed that moment. But
yeah.
Moment short-lived because the women ended up at the dinner table, or lunch table, as you would see on the show. And there goes Lisa Rinna with having to want to just have people bring out stuff on the table, which is great. And she will definitely own it. She'll say, we have to be honest here. She has a lot of great ammunition when it comes to people wanting to even come after her. So the women are now going around the table, which it's like there's nothing else to talk about but the controversies and the conflicts. But
did you feel that was the juiciest part? Like, that's like the max of the show? Because I felt like,
no, I don't
really
think so.
I felt
no.
like that was,
that was it.
That was it for me. Like, I needed to see that at the table. And I loved how Lisa Rinna did that because I think she's just tired of probably people just gossiping. She's like, you know what? Let's just bring it to the table. And yes. I think she did great on that.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that we didn't know is that Erica had that issue, or not Erica, but Lisa Vanderpump had that issue with Erica about the card. And we can go on and on about this, but definitely hit us up on our social media accounts.
What would you do?
Yeah, right? Definitely let us know if you thought that Lisa Vanderpump was being a little bit too much, or if you think that Erica wasn't doing too much. That is definitely an ongoing conversation for sure. Because, I mean, they even popped up the photo of the freaking condolence card. That was wild. Yeah. That's not really, super normal, is it?
Do you feel that it's beyond the card? And it's actually, I personally feel that Lisa doesn't understand how Erica shows love.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she feels that she's cold.
Yeah.
But Erica shows it in a different way. Like, you know, if you guys have ever read the book Five Love Languages, it is the perfect book if you want to understand the other person, how they, you know, how they love. Some people like notes, some people like affection. So I really feel that Lisa shouldn't have been so hard on Erica for that. That was a nice thought, a note, but we're all different, so.
Yeah, I think everybody has their own preferences of how they want things to be, you know, approached. And, you know, if she didn't say it, then she wouldn't have been honest with her feelings. So I'm glad that they got that out of the way. It seemed like their points got across very clearly with the tea being thrown like that, or actually pushed.
But do I'm sure you, she would yes, say. But do you feel that there's going to be more drama between
Absolutely.
Them?
Between them, I'm not 100% sure, but I do see them getting in some more stuff this season, 100%.
Yeah.
Before we conclude tonight's episode, we're going to go through these tweets and then end it with the Big Bang dinner as we saw Teddy left before everybody, I'm sure, wanted her to. So let's pull up our tweets for tonight. It's so great that Twitter exists, honestly, because it's just instant. All right, I'll start off. Allison Green, why can't these girls just drop the whole dog situation? Seriously. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Honestly, it's like Pantygate 2019, right?
Yes.
This is the new Pantygate. All right. Here we go.
Okay, so this is by Always Right. Denise, in those white shorts, looked so young, unassuming, and fresh compared to all the other women. I don't believe that was an accident at all. Mama knew what she was doing, and I approve.
Yes.
Hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
I can see where, there we love the image. You know, Denise is coming on board, and Lisa Rinna has gone on the record to say that she has given her all the tips that she needs to survive the show. So I see where she's going with this. All right, this one we have from Bethany's Old Chin. Okay, so the whole season of R-H-O-B-H is going to be about Dorit and the dog. That's what it looks like.
That kind of looked like Lisa Vanderpump when she wore leopard on leopard.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this one comes from Brandon. Excuse me if I'm butchering the last name, Flew Ellen. And there goes Kyle Snake. Beep ass bringing up the dog incident. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
Oh my.
That's a mood right there.
That is a serious mood. I know yes. Our comment box is going to be full. We have almost 100 comments from last week. So this one is going to be even more.
Yes.
Duke by Aline 2. Wait. Was this the trip that Dorit was chased around the pool while being shouted at, pay your bills or something like that? Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Do you know what Duke is talking about? There was a video last summer that went viral on the internet that I saw. I think I was at the gym and I saw it. And actually, my friend sent it to me. This woman was chasing Dorit by the pool in the Bahamas.
Oh, I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Asking her to pay up money that I guess her and PK owed. Will that be on the show? I have no idea. They haven't even shown that. So that is, for our podcast listeners, what Duke is speaking of. So if you want to go online to see it, I'm sure the video is somewhere on the internet.
I'm going
to
do that tonight.
All right.
Okay, so this one comes from Fake Reality M. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Formula for setting up Lisa Vanderpump. Kyle Richards brings up the topic. Lisa Rinna pushes the topic. The others pile on. Meantime, no one cares. The puppy ended up in a shelter. Yes.
That is so funny. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump and this whole thing is just, it is a whole storyline. And it's funny because Lisa's storyline is this dog and she's basically the whole entire season.
Yes, it needs its own Instagram. Hashtag Lucy.
Yes, Kieran, our big fan here at AfterBuzz TV. LVP couldn't even talk to Kyle without choking up. But all Kyle cared about was for her to finish her sentence to push the Dorit stuff. This was July. The story came out September. We may not know who leaked it, but we know how it got where it did. Kyle, Teddy, Dorit. Yep. That's a good analogy. He has a lot of tweets, so definitely check out his Twitter account.
Okay, so this one comes from Lorraine Kloss. Oh no, it's another
Munchausen.
Oh, I remember that. By proxy. LVP said she knew there was no malicious intent and didn't want to talk about it. Now these... Can I say that? Bitches... Now these bitches are going to make it their storyline. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
Well, if people are thinking that Lisa Vanderpump is, on her way out of this show, this whole season is about her. So I don't really see her leaving the show. She's too big of a big deal with Bravo,
Yeah.
I think we have a couple more, or maybe... Yes, we do. Here's one. At Lisa Rinna, you are so bitter. We gonna pray for you. At Lisa Vanderpump is grieving her brother, and you come up with this BS. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Now, I saw this. I had to pull this for our Twitter tonight, because it is a big deal that Lisa Vanderpump lost her brother. I mean, that's not something to blow over. And I know she's had her mess-ups in the past. But, it's all theories. I mean, the show drives us crazy. We're barely at the third episode. And it's going to be really interesting what the whole big blowout at the very end is, you know, with Kyle exiting Lisa Vanderpump's,
right? I'm just proud of her for even being on the show during that tough time. She's trying to pull through.
Well, she's a strong businesswoman. Yeah. And, if I was on a reality show, which I was asked to, but I was asked to play a character of something. It wasn't for me. But if I was on this reality show, it's a commitment that you make. And it's, I'm sure, a commitment that you make far in advance. So I think that it is tough to see her go through it. But I do want to mention the end of the episode, we get to dinner. Which I felt like was the biggest part of the show because,
why do you feel
anybody
like it was
storming
the biggest...
off and saying that it's time to go before everybody leaves is always an iconic moment, especially with Teddy. Because what we're seeing from Teddy this season is she's already been through the pony ride. So I think once you're on the pony ride, you definitely want to get on the pony ride in a different way. And I think with her, she just knows that she needs to have a bigger voice. And she went through it. I mean, she went through the ringer with a lot of the women last year, Erica in particular, that was a little hard on her, or she felt like Erica was hard on her. So she's toughened up. So the fact that she had Lisa stop talking was a sign that I'm like, okay, you're a real housewife of Beverly Hills now, right?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about the dinner?
I was proud of Teddy because she took charge. You know, like last season, she really didn't have like that much of a voice. And now, like when she told her, no, let me finish. Like, I love that about her. I really did like the dinner. And I did feel bad, to be honest, for Dorit. I really did.
So this John Blizzard... This John Blizzard character, I know you're out there. I know that you told all this information to Teddy. Why? Isn't there a contract? And I'm sure Lisa Vanderpump's going to change all of her contracts now that we can no longer talk about any other dogs that leave this place to any of our customers or friends or anything, because it has caused a whole season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
But do you think that John Blizzard, wherever you are, that he thought Teddy and Lisa were friends, so he probably didn't think anything of it?
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to really think this through. And again, if you guys want to talk to me about it, hit me up, because I am going to be thinking about this even on my way out of here. It's just so mind-blowing how big of an issue this John guy has created between these women. Because if I work at a certain place and if I'm saying something confidential to somebody, I think that that is a big deal. They're on a show, and it's interesting to see how everything is unfolding, because Lisa Vanderpump is now being accused of setting Dorit up, which is huge because, you know, she's going through her brother's like passing away, and the women are all crowding around Dorit because they feel like they've all been through it before. It's almost like Mean Girls.
Yes.
This is Mean Girls, and it's like everybody's crowding around, you know, Dorit because they sympathize. And, you know, some of the women were saying, like, we're your friend and this and that. And it was a setup. I think Lisa Rinna said it one more time during the dinner.
Did you notice that nobody comforted
Lisa Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump. Excuse me.
Yeah, no. I think Camille wasn't in a place to go comfort Doreen. I'm sure she's still pissed about her being called the C word. I would be.
30 years later.
In front of my husband.
Yeah, but, of course.
And Denise was just having cocktails, downing them. And I would have done the same thing. I love the cutaway to Denise, where Denise is like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have my cocktail. That would have been me at a party. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see that, you know. But that's where Lisa Vanderpump is Lisa Vanderpump. She definitely doesn't, you know, aside from her crying with her brother, she holds a set of standard for how she presents herself, and she's kind of can get stoic a little bit when it comes to showing emotion when she's up against the wall. So you never really know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she would have loved for somebody to go comfort her.
Yeah.
But Dorit was...
maybe she feels like everyone's ganging up on her, and she just feels like she's left out.
Well, she knows. She's done this 9 seasons to know what's being portrayed on camera with a camera in my face, which we all don't get to see, but I'm sure she already knows what's going on. So she plays it off like, okay, you know, whatever. But this John Blizzard is not going to end, you know? I would love for Andy or somebody to bring him up, or for us to get to the bottom of who told you, but we're only going to have to see what they show us on TV. And we end with 2 words on the show. It was night, Teddy. So Teddy's leaving and no one's getting up. I think I want to say Lisa Vanderpump was waiting for someone to go follow her back to her room, but no one did. I think nobody knew that Teddy was that upset. That she was being accused of kind of being the scapegoat, as she called herself, of this whole thing. But it's just getting juicier and juicier. And with Teddy leaving the table, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where we leave off, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's time for us to get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes, with Lisa Rinna also saying that Lisa Vanderpump is slipping. She's cracking. She's been known as the puppet master. She's known as, what other word? Manipulative. Lisa Rinna is basking in all of this. Like, yeah. She's just like, whatever. I mean, it's not about her right now. It's more so about Lisa Vanderpump. So I think she's kind of enjoying the role that she's in this season. But I see more drama for her. I predict more Lisa Rinna getting in more of an issue. I'm going to predict now that I think those text messages are from Teddy.
Okay.
I think Teddy is the one that maybe it might be a back and forth exchange between John and Teddy, but it's definitely text messages between John and someone else. Way off the guessing scale, I would maybe say Kyle, but I could be completely wrong. I have no idea, but it looks like Ken is really pissed. I think Ken has also been really drained with a lot of things that Lisa's been going through. I mean, that's her husband of many, many years. Any predictions?
Well, I feel like Lisa Vanderpump has met her match with Lisa Rinna, and I'm excited. I have a feeling that the text messages are between Kyle and Lisa Rinna and Teddy. So I think I'm going to twist it and say there's a group.
It's a group text.
Yeah, it's not just from one person.
Because we do see, I believe we see Kyle and Teddy in Lisa Vanderpump's house on the sofa at some point. I'm not sure if it's them. I'm not 100%, but yes.
Yes.
So we want to continue the conversation with you guys on social media. Before we go, Cynthia, Nicole, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram for CynthiaNicole5.
Yes, and this has been such an intimate conversation. So I'm Thomas Rulina. Make sure to follow my show. It's called Two Besties Together on Instagram at Two Besties Together. It's a show that celebrates friendship. We have a lot of press. I'm really excited about all of the fans that have been enjoying it. And if you want to follow me on my social media account and talk more of this show and anything else, follow me at Thomas Rulina. We will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.